words written in England, met with music written in India, and published from New York City for the glory of Christ. This is the story of Take Time to Be Holy in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
William Dunn Longstaff was born on November 26, 1822, in Sunderland, England. Longstaff was the son of a wealthy English ship owner who had learned to use his personal wealth for the glory of Jesus Christ. He became the personal friend of men like William Booth, D.L. Moody, and Ira Sankey. In the 1870s, D.L. Moody and Ira Sankey were going around the world preaching Christ. Their ministry relied heavily upon the advanced work of campaign sponsors, which would locate a building for revival services, advertise the meeting, and promote it through local churches. Unfortunately, however, when Moody came to England in 1873, their sponsors had accomplished little to nothing in advance of the evangelistic crusade. Success was tempered, that is, until William Longstaff entered the picture. Using his financial blessings and influence, meetings where Moody and Sankey were ministering to 50 turned into campaigns to congregations in excess of 20,000. In 1882, Longstaff was attending the Keswick Convention in New Brighton, England. He was listening to the preaching of Griffith John, a missionary to China, who was preaching on the subject of holiness. Relying upon 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 as his text, Brother John used an expression that made an indelible impression on William's heart. The preacher fervently appealed, "Take time to be holy." The preacher had uttered an expression, easily effective in the immediate context, but often forgotten in time, but was not lost in time upon Longstaff's heart. That very evening, the words spoken by the preacher became the four stanzas of our well-known modern hymn. God had blessed Longstaff with a Christian classic, his greatest hymn, and only hymn attributed to his authorship. The story, however, does not end in England. 8 years later, famed gospel hymn writer George Stebbins was leading the music for George Pentecost. He, the author of Throw Out the Lifeline and What Will You Do with Jesus, was also involved in an evangelistic crusade thousands of miles from the British Isles in India. The emphasis of this meeting was a familiar one, holiness. A song upon this subject must be written. Providentially, Stebbins remembered a poem based upon the same theme in his papers. Retrieving words written thousands of miles away, Stebbins placed notes befitting the lyrics, and a classic song was born. Only in Christ could lyrics written in England be set to music in India and published from New York for the glory of God. Little do preachers often know what lasting effect their words may have. And little do businessmen know what lasting impact their resources may produce to the winning of souls for Jesus Christ. And little do any of us know what lasting impact such a hymn of holiness might have upon the ear of those who hear. What a Savior, what a story, and what a heritage of hymns.
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting lacking in nothing, His blessing to seek. Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, His likeness shall see.
Enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.